freedom of movement within the Caribbean community remains a hotly debated subject in Barbados at the moment. The latest discussion was on yesterday's Down to Brass Tacks program on Voice of Barbados, where the leader of the opposition Democratic Labour Party, Verla De Pisa, articulated her party's position on the matter.
First, let me state that the Democratic Labour Party, in principle, has always supported CARICOM. What we cannot ignore, though, is that whenever we have protocols of this type, it never applies across the board. There are certain players, almost always the same ones, but there are certain players that are always absent. The protocol has not been signed by all, I believe, the number is 7 countries in CARICOM that have signed
All countries have signed.
I have it on my phone.
All CARICOM countries have signed the protocol.
Barbados' ambassador to CARICOM, David Commission.
Thus far, 8 of them have signed the declaration to provisionally apply it. So it will only be applied in the initial phase among the 8 that have signed the declaration to provisionally apply it.
Mr. Pisa also raised a concern about a lack of parity in the social services within the region.
What I am saying is that the effort right now ought to be placed on making sure that there is a level playing field in the CARICOM. It has to be easier to do in the small island setting than it is to do with the larger nations of the EU. So the focus right now should be on ensuring that there is that level playing field, that when Barbadians go to Trinidad, that their children receive the same level of education that they would expect in Barbados, that when Vincentians go to Jamaica, that their children will receive the same level of education.
And she drew attention to the potential impact of the movement of persons at the lower skills levels, such as security guards. But Mr. Commission had a different view.
The vast majority of persons utilizing the Skills National program are university graduates, people who get university degrees at our University of the West Indies. If we look, for example, in 2017, right across the region, the Skills National certificates given out, there were 1,378 Skills National certificates given out in 2017. Of these, 937 were university graduates, 140 were associate degree holders, 138 were nurses, 60 were artisans, 17 were household domestics, 12 were media workers, 9 were musicians, 24 were sportspersons.
He argues that Barbados is in a stronger position than most to benefit from the movement of skilled nationals.
It is still a program very much in its infancy, but it's a program that has the potential to help us to raise the education and vocational training standards of our people, our young people, all across the region.
And Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonzalez of St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
Why should I, as a Vincentian, buy commodities from Barbados or Trinidad? Because they have an advantage in the marketplace because they do not pay the common external tariff. Sometimes the quality of the goods may not be like from another area, but they get an advantage because you have a protected market. So I go to the supermarket and I buy your good. Where you employ Barbadians in producing, and we are in a single market, an economy at least evolving to that, but my Vincentians can't come to Barbados, you want to apply a quota.
Yes. Prime Minister of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Dr. Ralph Gonzalez. And this has been Sagicor's Early Business.